Hello, this is Grant from the Bank of Cardiff.
Grant, how you doing, man? This is Taj with Cairn Capital.
Oh, hey Taj, thanks for giving me a call back. How's it going?
It's going all right, man. What's going on? I needed to speak to you about a couple of things anyway, but let's go ahead and handle your current situation. What did you have for me?
Oh, well, I actually followed up with Elaine and she was able to answer my question. It was in
Okay.
regards to just my question was, how did it work at Cannes? If NewLogic is first one to sign contracts or first one to submit, and I got that cleared up. Now I know it's signed contracts and the full funding package in order to lock down an approval and keep it from being competitive with anyone else. So
That's
got
great.
that, got it all set
Great.
out. But
All
what can I
right.
do for you?
Well, I just wanted to just keep you guys just aware of what's going on and what's about to come about. I know you guys have gotten a little bit of information in regards to the origination fee. It's going to be the 2% origination fee that will be on all deals now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that policy change will take place basically on the 15th. So you guys should receive some communication within the next couple of days in regards surrounded around that, along with the new calculator that would automatically already be inputted into the calculator, the 2% origination fee. And just to let you know a little bit kind of how it works, Grant, with that 2% fee, it's going to be taken out once the funds have been into the bank account. So basically the 2% will come out of the funded amount that we lend to that particular merchant.
So it's not like in the new calculator that it'll be included in your guys' buy rate, right? That's not the case. It's just going to be a slightly different calculator with a new line saying origination fee.
With a new line stating is a 2% origination fee. Exactly. I mean, you guys won't be able to have to change it or make changes to that or anything. It'll already be basically added to that.
Are any other changes going to be made to the calculator, or is that it?
As of right now, that's the only one that I know of that's going to be made any changes. If anything else comes about and they let us know, I'll be sure to let you know about it as well. You also will probably receive some information surrounded around the sales portal because we implementing actually the new one that actually come out, which I think you guys are like a lot better than the original one that we had. So that's another one. But as of right now, I do know the origination fee. They're definitely working on that, and that should be up and into you guys' contract at least no later than by Monday next week.
And that origination fee is going to be applied to 5-point specials with Ken as well.
It'll be applied to all of them, even in retention pricing. Yes, sir.
What made Ken decide to add the origination fee?
The reason why Kansas decided to add the origination fee is basically so it'll be on par with the market. Everyone pretty much is charging an origination fee at this particular time, and that's the reason why they chose to actually apply those and with the market. That's really, some of the main reasons because, it's basically surrounded around making sure that we're able to cover our underwriting and processes of originating and creating the contracts that are sent out that it's applied to, so.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just trying to take a look here. I know a lot of our lenders are using origination fees as well, but with some of them, we were able to work out deals where we could take them out, on some deals. So I'm wondering just how if that'll ever come up again.
I
Maybe
will
for
say
some of your
this.
more select partners, just because we have been doing business for a while and had a pretty good month last month with you guys, and so.
Right. Yes, you did. And I will say this much to you, Grant. I mean, as of right now, they're saying that, of course, it will not be waived. But let's just see how this actually works. I'll just be completely honest with you. Let's see how it works. Let's see how things going. As of right now, it's saying it's not that because the origination fee is basically similar to the types of fees associated with like mortgages and loans, and
totally.
other loans. So it basically recover the costs associated with the processing, underwriting, and service of the loan contract. But as I said, keep that in mind. I do know how we work, and I do know sometimes there are certain circumstances, where it could be possibly waived. But as of right now, they're saying, of course, that it will apply.
Yeah, when it's fresh, of course, they're going to want to keep the model as is. But yeah, I think down the line, we'll probably be pushing to negotiate some way to either waive on some deals or even set up some sort of Cardiff special pricing. If that would ever come up, that could potentially be something down the line. My question now is, we have some approvals out probably. If they were approved prior to the date when the origination fee is added, will they not include the origination fee? Like anything that we have approved right now?
We have everything that's up until 30 days of the 17th. Do you see what I'm saying? So basically, if it's already been originally approved, it won't include that. So we'll go back as far as 30 days, if I'm not mistaken. I'll get some clarification around that. But I'm pretty sure it's almost like 30 days. So anything that's, you know, already, it's basically going to be anything after the 17th, is from my understanding.
All right. Yeah, and if that changes, if you could just let me know, because it'll either be Friday or something, and I just want to make sure that I'm communicating to my sales reps when it will include an O fee and when it won't.
Definitely I will. And as I said, there's going to be some communication that's going to be sent out to you guys that I kind of have a little bit more things in detail for you as well. I just wanted to make sure you guys were aware of it by actually talking to you as well.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the call, certainly, but definitely valuable information. I'm going to let everyone know right now.
All right, man. Thanks, Grant. If you got any other questions, just feel free to call me, and I'll do my best to get the answers that you need.
All right. Thank you so much, Taj. I'm sure I'll talk to you soon.
No problem, Grant. Have a great day.
You as well. Bye.
Bye.